you 15%.
Make your day better. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden included in that list. Clay Cohut. We're streaming our video at gooddayshow.com so you can see what my shirt looks like today. And Richie's, it's 7 past the hour, the end of the first week, 7th of January, the first week of the new year. I have over the course of the week used Charles Schulz's philosophy to get me into the new year. If you haven't heard, this is marvelous stuff. I'm going to go through so you can enjoy the effect of Charles Schulz, the philosophy of Schulz. If you don't remember or don't know, he's the person who created the Peanuts comic strip.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't know that? I hope everybody knows that.
I know it.
Good. That's good. Clay knows it. And Richie, we're ahead of the game. You don't have to actually answer these questions. Just think about the questions from Schulz's philosophy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Sure.
Name the 5 wealthiest people in the world.
Linus, Charlie Brown, Lucy.
Name the last 5 Heisman Trophy winners.
Right.
Yeah, I'm out.
Name the last 5 winners of the Miss America pageant.
Okay.
Name 10 people who have won the Nobel Peace Prize, or any Nobel Prize, or any Pulitzer Prize.
Al Gore, Barack Obama.
Yeah. You're on your way, Richie. Name the last half dozen Academy Award winners for Best Actor and Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Name the last decade's worth of World Series winners.
Okay.
How'd you do? No. I mean, the point here is none of us remember the headliners of yesterday. There are no second-rate achievers. They are the best in their fields, but the applause dies down. Awards tarnish. Achievements are forgotten. Accolades and certificates are buried with their owners. Charles Schulz's philosophy. Here's another quiz. See how you do on this one, Richie, Jennifer,
all right,
Clay. List a few teachers who aided your journey through school.
That I could do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Name 3 friends who have helped you through a difficult time.
Could do that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Name 5 people who have taught you something worthwhile.
Okay.
Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special.
Yeah, got that.
Think of 5 people you enjoy spending time with.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't all of this much easier?
Much easier.
Yeah.
So what's the lesson here? The lesson is that people who make a difference in your life are not the ones with the most credentials, with the most money, or the most awards. They simply are the ones who care the most about you. And I think if you think about that as we begin this new year, think about the people who have either made a difference to you in your life, or to whom you have kept close, with whom you've kept close contact, people that you've kept in your heart. I have people in my life that I have kept in my heart who are not even really alive still. They don't have to be alive.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But if you worry always about, yeah, you know, I get myself wrapped up sometimes in things like the food safety bill. Man, does that get me onto a rip.
I don't think we've noticed, have we, Rich?
No, probably not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So the world, however, even though that bill's passed and other stuff that isn't in your interest happens every day. Guess what? It was going on yesterday, and by golly, here we are today again. We're here. We've made it to today, and I'm betting you're going to make it to tomorrow. And by the way, it's already tomorrow in Australia, for those of you who are, it's as close to being tomorrow in Guam. This is how you put it in perspective. The world, in other words, keeps going around and around and around and around and around.
You.
And it'll work with you and it'll work without you.
But, Doug, well, I like that. I like that whole thing, but that's we all know who Charles Schulz is.
And so?
That's interesting.
Because, because we don't know who any of those other people are, but we know who the guy is that said the quote.
He's a philosopher, and he has had bearing. He was not a world leader. He did make some money in his time, but he had simple thoughts about simple items and made them relevant to all of us. That's what Peanuts, Charlie Brown, and all those people that he memorialized with his cartoons were all about.
They asked a specific question, do you know Charles Schulz? They didn't ask, do you know who the top five cartoonists of all time are?
Yeah.
I think people would guess Charles Schulz, for sure.
They would.
He's a museum in Sonoma, California.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's fun.
But you understand the point.
Mel Blanc would be number one, by the way.
Mel Blanc is good, yeah. We know a lot of things. We know a little about a lot. Some of us know a lot about a little. And that's great. Keeps things moving because we are a collective. I think part of the point here is that no one person, we tend to, and the news media helps us with this, we tend to glamorize, glorify, we tend to think that the people who are in charge, who have power, who have desired to have control, I guess you could take politicians into that, or business leaders, just people who have either with good intentions and goodwill taken the reins and control and helped, or with bad intentions, they have still been able to, through their money and influence, reign. And they think that they lord it over. But you know what? Sooner or later, people get smart. That's why there's no more feudalism in Europe. That's why there are no more despots and no more dictators in Asia. Japan is a good example of that. As people wake up, and sooner or later it happens, it's the slowest place for all of that to change is Africa. If you look at some of their four or five of these despots down there who just kill everybody who disagrees with them, there's one guy who, and I think his name is, it's one of those African names you can't really pronounce. It's 18 consonants and two vowels, Mugamagi or something, four or five president. This guy, there was an election, and he lost the election, and he won't leave. The elected president can't take office because this guy who's been the president by declaration for 10 or 12 years says, you come here, I'll shoot you. And so the army is behind him, and he's given all the leaders power and control. So four or five presidents of various African countries went to see him this week to try to get him out, and he said, I'm not leaving, and if you don't leave, I'm going to shoot you.
He'll love it.
So that's the kind of stuff that still goes on in some places. So anyway, a lot of lessons to be learned, and as we begin a new year, new beginnings, fresh, the new moon, all of that stuff, it's really very cool. The feel-good story of the week is, well, there are actually two of them. One of them certainly has to be Ted Williams, but there's a darker side, well, there's two dark sides to that, and we'll talk about it in a moment. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, so here we are at the end of the first week of the first month of the first year of the new decade.
Did you stick to your resolutions?
Pretty dramatic. I didn't make any resolutions.
Oh,
so,
well, then you're okay then.
I am. I'm in good shape. Here's something that I found good.
Yes.
Yesterday, the board of directors at the institute we call lovingly NPR, National Public Radio, I left out a consonant when I talk about them, but I can use that.
Nice.
At any rate, the person, this is a wonderful world when the BS kind of slides downhill. The woman who fired Juan Williams, remember all that hoopla a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Her name is, let's see if I can remember her name, Schiller, Vivian Schiller. She's the director, the president of NPR. She's the one who botched it, messed it up, screwed it up, et cetera, et cetera. She didn't get fired. The NPR annual meeting yesterday, board of directors voted to fire the person who is the program director rather than the person who is the president. So they fired the – I remember this. Bob Kay will tell you a story. And this is the inside working, but it works this way in business anyway. Bob Kay, who many of you now know is my program guy and general manager, was program director at KABC. And I worked there for him in Los Angeles, and there was a problem that developed, and there was an operations director, the general manager, operations director, and program director. Bob is program director. Operations director met with the general manager. The general manager says, one of the two of you have to go. You decide who, but this problem has to be, we have to feed something to New York to show them that we handle the situation. So I have to fire either you or the program director. You two guys get together and decide who's going to go. Well, the operations guy was over, in essence, in reality, the program guy. So the operations guy says, I'm not going to fire myself. I'm firing you. And that's how the stuff flows down. So this woman, this idiot who screwed this thing up to a fairly well, you remember some of the foolish things that she said about him. Anyway, it was bad timing. It was embarrassing. So the news director, program director, Ellen Weiss, falls on the sword. And she's been there, by the way, 28 years. She gets booted, and, I mean, she'll probably get another job. But the only thing they did to the woman who runs NPR, who screwed this up, was not give her her bonus for 2010. All right, how does NPR, a 501c3, have bonuses?
Yeah.
For the people that run it anyway? So anyway, that's one story. The other, and I feel good having read that a little bit. I'd like to have had her go. But the Ted Williams story is another one to deal with.
Yeah, I'm reading about one of his ex-wives here. What an amazing woman.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As directed.
Yeah, tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night? I know the feeling. Why not get some great new recipes in your inbox every week? Sign up for the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter. Do it now at DougStepan.com.
Kiefer Sutherland last night.
Hey, me too.
Hey, were you in each other's dreams?
Yeah.
No, it was just Kiefer and I. Yeah.
All right, so I wanted that tune, which is a good feel-good tune, to establish itself before I told you my thoughts. I gave you my 2 cents worth on the NPR thing with Juan Williams. Actually, he was the victor because he got a couple of good deals out of it. Hasn't been hurt at all, reputation-wise. Matter of fact, her reputation, Vivian Schiller's, was sullied, and the news director wasn't because she didn't screw it up, but she got fired. And Williams got fired, too, but he went on to better things. And one wonders how that plays into the story of Ted Williams, who was the homeless man who's got the great radio voice. He was reunited this week with his mother, 92 years old. First time he's seen her for 20 years. He went on video everywhere. Yesterday we had him on here taking some of the audio from the Today Show. He was on one of the entertainment shows. I don't remember which one it was, Access. One of those shows.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, he is. He's everywhere. Yeah. So now, by the way, he's got an offer from Kraft Cheese to become the voice of the company so he can sell their anything but cheese products around the world. So he's been praying, he said. He's always wanted to be on the radio. His addiction to drugs and alcohol derailed his plans. Been sober. So you've heard lots of good, Matt Lauer, the feel-good stuff. But there is a dark, 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 actually two dark sides.
I hope this guy didn't blow it.
Well, I hope he does good and fixes some of the problems he's created by not keeping his pants on.
He's going to need a little angel over his
head. When he was younger.
Yeah.
Because he's got these women coming forth that were the mother of children with him.
Nine kids, right?
He has nine children, four of them with one child, and then
Patricia
this woman
currently is the mother of four of them.
Yeah, right. And then there's another woman who had a couple more. And, you know, maybe they're going to want their piece of the pie.
Well, here's the amazing thing I'm reading. The Patricia Curtley had four daughters with.
Yeah.
She's partially blind and raised those four daughters.
Plus, didn't she raise another one?
She not only raised the four daughters that he had with her, but took in two of the other kids that he had with other women who couldn't take care of their kids because they were down and out and into drugs and everything.
Drug addicts.
So this woman, Patricia Kirtley, basically raised six or seven of his nine kids while being partially blind.
Yeah. Why don't you give her a job?
And so the side of this, he's a selfish so-and-so. For having gone down the road of drugs, it's good to get him out of it, and it's nice to see the change, but there is that dark side. Plus the fact there are a lot of guys in radio who are really bothered by this.
Right.
He gets a break, that's cool.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of voiceover guys who have been doing a lot of hard work for a long time. They don't have drug problems. They don't have criminal records. They're plugging away every day. And I think there are a lot of people who just don't feel that good about it. Again, if you're in our business, I'm in this business, Richie's in the business.
And it's hard to get a job right now.
Right. So it's great. I'm happy for everybody who gets a second chance.
Many of these guys who complain don't have that voice.
No, they don't. And they don't have the story. Second chance to the 10th degree, 10th power. You understand how that works in math? So many unemployed people, as you're suggesting, guys who would give their left arm to be at ESPN or some of these other things. So that's food for thought. 28 after on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
After the hour now, it's Doug Steffens' Good Day program, and we are here focused on what's going on today. Not much worry about yesterday. Oh, yesterday is yesterday.
What's today
is today. You are bigger today than you were yesterday.
Sure am.
That's the need for the MetaFast diet. Now, your obstacles sometimes look larger. If you look at the obstacles and how they looked to you yesterday, for the most part, those obstacles, if you made it from yesterday to today, as I was saying earlier in the hour, you're looking at these obstacles and thinking, wait a minute, I got from, this thing was in the way yesterday, I got beyond it, I got over it, and so I'm still here today. So was it as large as it seemed? No. Understanding that, I think, gives people courage to go further. You'll have obstacles to get over today. I think I've mentioned this a couple times this week, the person in my life who got me to think about what is and not what if, and to focus on one problem at a time. I think somebody expressed it as one day at a time. I don't remember who. Wasn't there a TV show?
I love that show.
Yeah, we just
celebrated Bonnie Franklin's right,
one day at a time. Right. Okay, yeah, yeah. So if you are trying to confront things and you're in the new year and you're looking for that new reality, then take a little bit of, I don't know if this is advice. It's just something that has worked for me because I've had certainly plenty of problems over my life to overcome and have to deal with them every day. Some of them do seem insurmountable, and you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, my God, what? Or you don't wake up. You've been awake all night wondering about them. It is to take on things one day
at a time. You just got to jam on every day and just keep plowing forward and just get through it.
Speaking of making it through the night, I did have a Kiefer Sutherland dream last night.
All right, so let's hear about both of your Kiefer dreams.
Well, Jennifer was just teasing.
Yes, I was.
But I wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
I'm at a school in Los Angeles, an elementary school where Kiefer's child is in attendance. And I'm sitting on a bench. And I don't know why I'm there, because I don't have any children there, but I'm there. I'm just watching. It's a nice day. And so he comes over with his, I don't even know, does he have children?
Yes, but an older daughter.
Okay.
Like 11, 12, 13,
yeah.
15, 17.
Well, he comes over to me with a daughter, sits down on the bench, and we start talking. And we talk about all kinds of things, nothing to do with him as an actor.
So when he was looking around with you at the school, looking around for you at the schoolyard, did he say?
He wasn't looking.
Where is he?
Looking for the principal.
He didn't ask me. He just saw me and he came over and sat down. And so we started talking about all of the things in his life had nothing to do with movies, television, acting.
So you interviewed Kiefer in your dreams.
Well, then I got to the point where I started to ask him about the 24 movie. And he got upset with me and left.
Why did he get upset?
I don't know. I didn't. He didn't have a chance to ask. He didn't want. He said, "So you're, I think he felt that I was safe in the first conversation, and then I got around to asking him about the 24, and I explained to him that I was a big fan.
That's where you blew it.
Maybe
go back in your dream tonight and fix that.
Okay.
Well, maybe he was mad because he's not going to be in the 24 movie.
Of course he's.
Then it's not a 24.
It's not a 24 movie without him.
Hey, next time, could you give him my number?
I will.
Okay. I'm on Kiefer's Facebook page right now, being stalked by radio hosts in his sleep.
Like Inception. Ooh, Ducky.
And then, by the way, the 24 movie. Here's this. This is the craziest. I don't know if you heard the story, those of you who are fans of 24. This is the craziest. This just shows you how bad, when businesses are run badly, it doesn't make any difference whether they're big businesses or small businesses. There's some people who are just plain inept to the point of being stupid. So they hire a writer. You've heard that they want to do a series of movies to keep the 24 franchise alive. So they started working as soon as the show was over. They started putting together ideas, Kiefer and three or four others, including the writers that have been responsible for most of the plots of the last, what was it, 8 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they all get together, and Fox hires some writer who, A, never had anything to do with writing any episode of 24 whatsoever, didn't know any of the players, didn't know anything about anything, and he writes a script, and the people, not only does Kiefer not like it, the guys at Fox don't like it, so they put 24, the movie, on a shelf until they get a better script. What idiot would run a business and have a franchise that is as valuable as 24? Do you realize how successful that movie would be when it would come out? There were 11, 12, 13, 14 million fans of that show, and they put an idiot, well, I don't know, he's an idiot, but he doesn't know anything about the franchise and doesn't know anything about the cadence and the plots and the way that the thing is written.
I would imagine that when you write a movie that's going to be 2 hours, that you're going to have to frame it a little bit differently than a 24-episode show.
Yeah, but I would think it would be a lot different if it was like a 20-minute sitcom or something versus a 2-hour movie. But this is like basically a movie a week they're putting
on.
Right,
but now you have to take those 24 episodes and whittle them down into two hours and then still have it grab you and make sense and have a start, middle, and end to it. So either I could see, but why they wouldn't bring that guy in with the writers where he goes, okay, here's, you guys tell me the story. Okay, now here's how we tell that on the big screen in 2 hours.
But are they even going to be able to call the movie 24? Because isn't the whole thing being like real time? Are they going to call the movie 2?
The whole thing is the day's events, whether the day's events actually take place. Because let's be realistic.
Kiefer never went to the bathroom on the
show. He never ate.
You know?
I mean, come on now.
He never ate. Yeah. Every once in a while, boom, chicka, boom.
So, give me a ho-ho, damn it.
Okay.
<I'm starving.
laughs> Here we go.
I haven't eaten in 8 seasons.
Next item of interest here. This will tick off a lot of people. 20 before the hour, by the way. The Good Day program. Doug, Stefan, John. John.
I'll be John today.
I have a story about John.
Okay.
We have Rich and Jennifer and Clay and you and John Edwards.
Oh, yeah.
Now that his wife has passed away.
Right. One last of yours.
He asks his mistress to marry him.
This guy.
Really?
Yes. Yesterday, the National Enquirer reports.
The one he had the baby with?
Yep.
Real.
What an honorable guy to marry the mother of his
baby. He has proposed to her. And introduced his two children, younger children, to her. They apparently were together over the holidays. And what has to be the most ridiculous part of the story, Riley Hunter, who's the lady that's in question.
Real,
is that it?
Mm-hmm.
She said to Jack and Emma, the two younger children, please call me Mommy.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Those two better watch out for lightning bolts from above, because they're a-coming.
How do you take the woman that basically... Oh, my God.
This guy is so clueless.
If I were those kids, I'd just spit at her.
Oh, my God. They are. He is so clueless.
How old are his kids?
These two are 10 and 12.
But he's got some older ones, too,
doesn't
he? Yeah,
he does. They have teenagers that have nothing to do with him or her. Anyway, so here's the story, latest in the chapter. This is the chapter 54 for Alec Baldwin. Ongoing flirtation.
Oh, wait a minute. The other thing you didn't get to on the John Edwards thing.
Right.
They read her will yesterday.
Yeah, she cut him out.
Did I say that? He has nothing to do with the will.
Yeah.
Oh, gone. Never mentioned.
Totally cut him out.
Yeah. Why wouldn't
you? I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't need her money anyway. Give it to the kids.
Still, yeah, just the fact that.
Up yours. Yeah.
So anyway, that would played from.
You were saying.
All right. So here's Alec Baldwin, who is doing well with 30 Rock, likes living in New York, and he's very interested in running for some political office at some point in his time.
He's going to wait a little bit now, though.
He knows there are plenty of obstacles. He loves acting, likes living in New York, flooded with offers for movies. He's doing 30 Rock, and he does a movie or two a year now. A lot of established political players in New York, but many of them, if not most of them, are not anywhere near as well-known as he is. Look at what happened with that big goofball, what's-his-face, in Minnesota.
Oh, Jesse Ventura.
No.
Al Franken.
Jesse Ventura is good. I'd like to see him in more
stuff.
You
like him?
I like Jesse Ventura.
He went a little crazy towards him.
He's gotten nuts.
No, he hasn't.
He's a truther.
Hey, did you guys hear that Roger Ebert?
Just because they don't agree with you, Richie, that means they're nuts?
There's a difference between not agreeing with me and then just being on another planet.
Sorry.
That's the rule I live by. Agree with me or you're crazy.
Yeah. Is he a libertarian?
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Kind of. Yeah. Hey, Dougie, did you hear that Roger Ebert got in trouble?
Got in trouble?
Yeah, because of the Huckleberry Finn thing that we've been talking about all week. You know, they're removing the N-word.
How do you get into trouble?
Well, he has a Twitter account, and so he is all up in arms about it and kind of feeling the way that we did, that you shouldn't really change the book, that that's censorship.
Right, yep.
Except he took it a step further, and he wrote that he'd rather be called the N-word, and he spelled it out, than a slave.
Really?
And people went nuts on Twitter.
Well, some people did. Some people probably agree with him.
Well, and he's married to a black woman, so it's not like
right.
I wouldn't think he's a racist.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was in a freezing the N-word.
I stopped in a Subway sandwich shop last night, and I was there, and there was a black guy with a white woman with the two children having sandwiches. And everybody that came in, I sat in the corner and I watched this. This is in Framingham Center, Massachusetts, which is one of the most diverse places in the country. It really is. It's a little bit of everything here. So this guy is a good, very intelligent, articulate guy telling his wife what's going on and how he has to go back to work and yada, yada. Children are there. And every single person that came through the door looked over at them and stood in line to order, and they kept looking over at them. They stood in line to get their sandwich. And there were maybe a dozen, 12, 14 people that came in the time I was in there, probably, I don't know, about that many minutes, 10, 12, 14 minutes. I got my sandwich, I ate it, and left. But I watched as people came in and looked at the black guy with the white woman, the two children. One of them was pretty fair. The other one was pretty dark. And they were having a good time laughing. And the little boy, as a matter of fact, kept looking at me, and I kept waving at him, and he was laughing, and but it was the constant look back over to a person as they got their sandwich. They kept looking over at this white woman, blonde, and the black guy who was with her. We accept it, but we don't. Or it's kind of like being at the circus. When a black person marries a white person, a black guy especially marries a white woman, everybody looks, and I thought that it was very. I was distressed by it when I walked out.
The fact that everybody looks.
Yeah, it really bothered me. Anyway, so
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So anyway, Alec Baldwin. How do we get off? How do I get onto that? From Alec Baldwin.
We went from Kiefer to Alec. Alec, I think, probably thinks that it's a little too crowded in New York, and that's where he'd like to run because that's where his home is now.
Yeah, but how'd he get off onto the white woman and the black guy?
Roger Ebert.
Oh, Ebert's married, too. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Yep. And that whole business about the N-word, that is one of the stories of the week. that you scratch your head about and think, huh? What are these?
In another 100 years, everybody in the world is going to be the same color.
Oh, yeah. Good God. 800-510-8255.
Now we don't have racism.
Any time you'd like to chime in on anything that we're talking about, help yourself. Meanwhile, Dr. Ken Kronhaus prepared to give you some important medical information next here on Good Day.
I made the switch and stayed there ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com. What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStepan.com.
12 and change for the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day. What was that?
Somebody wanted to welcome you back.
Who?
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's me.
There he is. Hello, welcome back. We didn't go anywhere. It's the third. Now it's 12 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Good Day program, brought to us by the folks who produce Digestive Advantage. We talk a lot about the benefits of probiotics. In fact, for a long time, we've been telling you how great Sustanex is. Well, now we ratchet it up one more rung on the ladder, Ken, with Digestive Advantage that is even better because it combines probiotics with other helpful things like enzymes.
Yes, I love happy patients. I had one yesterday who's been having all the symptoms, diarrhea, constipation, bloating, abdominal cramps, and with this Digestive Advantage, it's taken care of all of it. The doctors couldn't find a specific issue, no organic anatomic problem, and with the healthy probiotics and Sustanex combined with Digestive Advantage, it took care of all of it.
Digestive Advantage Gas Defense adds five different enzymes to the probiotics in Sustanex, so you don't just focus on the essence. I mean, Sustanex is great to enhance your immune system, but this stuff goes that much further. Get Digestive Advantage IBS, Intensive Bowel Support. That's what it is. One of the great products from a company that specializes in this sort of thing. Digestive Advantage IBS, available at drugstores and supercenters everywhere like Walgreens, Target, and Walmart. So we suggest you try it today. What's the antibiotic that will relieve, speaking of bowel disorders, Ken?
This is very exciting because we just got finished talking about irritable bowel syndrome, which so many people suffer from, and there's no good solution. We just gave you one, and here it comes out of the New England Journal of Medicine. A two-week course of the antibiotic rifaximin helps relieve the symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome, and the relief lasted up to 10 weeks after stopping the medication. For a long time, when people have these symptoms, abdominal pain, bloating, diarrhea, or constipation, or both. We've tried antibiotics. It hasn't worked. What's unique about this antibiotic, Doug, is it stays in the digestive system. It does not get absorbed horribly at all into the blood system, and it seems to work. This is very exciting for people who nothing seems to work.
All right. Good news from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program here every day at this time. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Council.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program, here to help you make it through the day or make it through the night. 24-7, you can reach us on the Steffen Sound Off line, which is 877-541-5250. I guess we would consider that these days the old technology, a regular landline phone. What do you think? What do you make of that? Our text line, which is also available 24-7, is 646-926. Doug Clay monitors that. He's in charge of our social media, takes care of lots of that. 53, almost 54 past the hour. Speaking of technology and media, what do you think this year will hold for your wired telephone and for your cable television, for your landline, or things that are delivered to you using a fiber instead of just stuff in the ethos? Well, Alex Goldfein has been studying that. He's our technology tailor, and he'll give you some ideas on what he thinks this year holds for all of us technology-wise in a moment on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
It's the fifth and final day of the Technology Tailor's 2011 high-tech predictions, and today I want to talk to you about cutting cords. Let's start with the telephone cord. More people than ever before will cancel their monthly phone service at home and either replace it simply with their cell phone or with a service like OOMA. That's O-O-M-A. It costs $200 for the device and then nothing. You can continue using your old phone number. It works over your internet router, but unlike other services, your computer does not need to be turned on. Further, many people will cancel their cable service in 2011. There are so many alternatives, and they feel like they're increasing monthly. An HD antenna will get you your local channels for free and your local news and sports programming. Then there's Netflix, Amazon Video on Demand, Hulu, and on and on. It's not for everyone, but if you don't watch a lot of television, it might be for you, and maybe even this year. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, are we listening to what's on the air, or are you just playing?
You're on the air, sir.
We're playing behind the scenes here. What Phil Collins song do you like? And all of a sudden, well, here we are. Hello.
There was one where he was dressed like a cowboy in the video. That's what I'm trying to think of. And I enjoyed that song.
We're having a great Phil Collins conversation.
Yeah, having a good conversation. All right, let's. Speaking of good, there are a lot of good signs. I've been talking this week about how this year is going to be much better. There's a new book out that I would send in your way. The Next Boom is what it's called. I'm going to try to find this guy, Jack Plunkett, who has put together the stats. He has studied where we were in the last boom from 1980, whatever it was, to 2007. It lasted a good 25 years. And he says that the boom, the next boom, begins this year and lasts about 15 years or so, to the year 2025. He says that you can go through the nations of the world, like our country and Brazil and China and India and Turkey, that are emerging. They have seen the slowdown like we have, but they're digging their way out. The Asian growth rate is 14% a year, and he sees significant growth. And I'm looking at the headlines this week, and thinking, you know, this guy's on to something. Here are from the big news services today. Reuters, for example, headline story. Payroll seen hitting 7-month high in December.
ADS reported 300,000 more
paychecks. ADS, the payroll company. Yeah. AP's headline, December jobs report seen showing greater hiring than was expected.
We just need to do something about that dollar.
Well, that's part of it.
That's the only thing that scares me.
No, we don't have to do anything. It'll take care. It'll work.
Mm.
Let's see here. Here's another story. Jobs report expected to show greater hiring. That's the MSNBC headline. Back to work. High hopes for December job reports. The Fox headline. So this is a good time. So take advantage of it. Plan your time accordingly. And well, 59 after on Good Day.